true," he decides suddenly. "Tomorrow, I'll Smurf to work." A few weeks later, Astro Smurf invites his friends over to show them a huge spaceship, which he himself has constructed. "It is Smurfed by a propeller," he announces proudly. "I will be able to set it in motion just by moving the pedals." Dressed in his spacesuit, Astro Smurf enters the cockpit. The other Smurfs wave him goodbye and wish him a safe journey. But no one really believes he will actually take off. The propeller starts to turn faster and faster, making a lot of wind. The spaceship works quite well as a fan, but it doesn't move. Exhausted, Astro Smurf has to give up. He looks so disappointed that all of his friends feel bad for him.
"We need to Smurf something to cheer him up," they decide.
And they quickly come up with a clever plan. They call Astro Smurf and tell him that Handy has fixed the spaceship.
"Drink some vitamin juice before you embark on this long journey,"
Papa Smurf adds, handing Astro Smurf a glass. The propeller starts to turn, and this time the machine moves. And it does so thanks to the other Smurfs, who are rocking the ship as hard as they can. They are even causing smoke to rise up to the cockpit's windows, making Astro Smurf think he is flying through clouds. Astro Smurf falls asleep. The juice Papa Smurf made him drink was actually a sleeping draft. His friends come back down to the ground and start to dismantle the spaceship. The hardest task is still ahead of them. The Smurfs have to transport the pieces of the machine to a very distant place. They load them onto carts and embark on a tiring journey.
"Papa Smurf, are we there yet?"
Lazy keeps on asking.
"This time, we're almost there,"
Papa Smurf finally says to the exhausted Smurfs, pointing to the old volcano in front of them. Now they need to reconstruct the spaceship. The Smurfs are already getting tired of the whole thing.
"Once you're done, everyone needs to Smurf a glass of this potion,"
Papa Smurf says to them.
"It's very special."
At night, Astro Smurf wakes up in the cockpit of his spaceship.
"I made it! I'm on a different planet!"
he exclaims, as he sees the strange volcanic landscape which surrounds him. He exits the spaceship and begins to explore the mysterious world. Suddenly, he is attacked by two scary creatures wielding spears.
Who are you?"
Astro Smurf mumbles.
"We are the Swoofs, and you will Swoof with us," they tell him.
The Swoofs are actually the Smurfs transformed by Papa Smurf's potion. They take Astro Smurf to their village. Papa Smurf, who is now called Grandpa Swoof, throws a big party in honor of their intergalactic guest. Astro Smurf tastes exotic dishes and watches a strange and fascinating spectacle prepared by the Swoofs.
"Your planet is wonderful. I want to Smurf here forever,"
Astro Smurf declares, and drifts off to sleep. Well, that's not what the Swoofs expected to happen, but they quickly think of a way to make their guest want to go back home. To be allowed to stay with the Swoofs, Astro Smurf has to pass a series of tests. The first task is to hit a bullseye with a spear while blindfolded. Of course, it seems impossible, but luck is on Astro Smurf's side, and he somehow passes the test. Then, Astro Smurf has to climb up a pole covered in soap. He completes the task without a problem. The Swoofs misunderstood one another, and no one soaped the pole. Finally, Grandpa Swoof announces,
"You have to pick up this huge rock and Swoof across the lake with it."
This time, Astro Smurf is sure he is going to fail. But the rock turns out to be a pumice stone, which is light and floats on water. And so Astro Smurf passes the final test. Then the Swoofs tell him about all the chores he will have to do if he stays.